This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
We are seeing more and more people turn away from the traditional wedding route. And someone who's seen a lot of this is Lorraine from Future Faith. You're based in Louth. Thank you so much for coming on to be part of the show and to talk to us. You're very welcome.
Thank you so much for the invitation, Louise.
Now, of course, you've joined me to chat all things weddings. Let's kick things off with a bang. What's the wildest, most unforgettable wedding that you've ever been part of?
One that sticks out in my mind very clearly is on a cliff side, on a cliff edge overlooking the beautiful ocean. And just as the couple kissed at the end and they had travelled from the United States, a dolphin photobombed the moment.
Wow.
Splashing in the sea underneath us. So that will always stay with me. And it's amazing when we are, say, in a forest setting, Louise, when we come to certain parts of the ceremony, the birds in the trees, they sing so loud and they come alive and they make so much noise that everyone in attendance even notices and we'll laugh about it. So yeah, Mother Nature certainly has her way of intervening and taking part in ceremony.
That's brilliant. And I'm sure now that we are in 2025, lots of people want to do things a little bit different. I know that you've had front row seats to weddings in forests and castles and everywhere in between. What's the most magical setting that you've seen a couple say I do in?
Well, one as well as that particularly stands out in my mind is, first and foremost, is outdoor weddings for a start and under a huge oak tree. So again, this couple had travelled and the bride was a fashion designer and she actually created his suit, complete with huge fresh flowers on his lapel, and her wedding attire included angel wings.
Amazing.
And it was all set under a huge, maybe 300-year-old oak tree outdoors. And it was a beautiful setting. But that's just one of very many. I've married celebrities who have travelled from LA, who have, of course, I'm under a, you know, you're not allowed to talk about it until after it happens, a disclaimer. So we've had Castle Leslie, say, for instance, booked out for a bank holiday weekend where all the private jets fly in. They take out the castle for 3 nights and they private jet it back to LA.
Amazing. So you've seen the glitz and the glamour from all the celebs. You've even seen dogs as ring bearers. You've seen it all. How do you keep a straight face at some of these requests? Because obviously it means a lot to the people. We might think that some of these, you know, ideas might be a little bit far-fetched, but you have to, I guess, always be poised and be professional. And whatever the questions that come in, you have to try and make their big day really special to them. Is there anything that you've seen that might be off a little bit a little bit off kilter?
Well, many of the time I've had him and her alpacas enter the ceremony space dressed complete with bow tie, and she may have a tutu with a floral crown on her head, and they're usually the ring bearers. So I'm in a corner staying well away from them. But everyone seems to enjoy the element of surprise and also the characters that they are. So yeah, it's amazing what you can have. Now, we at Future Faith, it's always legal, but it's never boring. Mm-hmm. So we cover the marriage registration form, the legal signing of the paperwork. So after that, then it's deeply meaningful. It's beautiful. It's emotional. But the important part is that that marriage registration form is signed and signed correctly and witnessed. So that's the important part that people may sometimes get wrapped up in all of the ideas and the creative ideas that they can come with, but that's the one part, that's the one ingredient that is essential to be legally married on their wedding day.
Yeah, definitely. Do you even try to, let's talk, you know, I suppose let's talk trends. What are some of the biggest shifts that you're seeing in weddings right now? I know we've spoken on the radio about the big white wedding and lots of people doing the traditional type of wedding. But now we saw Charlie XCX get married recently and, you know, they did it in London. She was wearing a short Vivienne Westwood dress. I think they handed out cigarettes to the guests and they had their reception in an Italian restaurant serving pasta and pizza. You know, people are doing things differently now. What have you seen the trends be like?
I see a lot now of the smoke bombs, the confetti cannons, the flash mob surprises, jumping out of hedges behind trees. From that to sing-alongs with proper conductor and all perfectly practiced, and from that extreme to the other, where I've had a flash mob once which was prepared, but when it actually came to people partaking in it, they didn't stand at the appropriate time, or they missed their lines, and other people lost their confidence and they didn't stand at all. So that was fun as well. But yeah, we can have whatever the couple want. We have our own wedding venue here in the heart of Dundalk Town. It's a Victorian townhouse. And lately we had, because of Pride Month, we had same-sex couples, and they just did it their way, and small and intimate, but exactly what they wanted. There's no set trends, Louise. People just want to be different. They want to have something that their friends or their family haven't had before. So no two couples are the same. No two love stories that I ever deliver are ever the same. And just as time is evolving and moving forward, and Ireland is changing so much, everything is on offer. Once we do the legal declarations and vows, after that, I say it's your wedding day, your way, and I will just guide them through the ceremony part. But yeah, it's everything is open and all cards are placed on the table for them to choose whatever works best for them.
Yeah. We've heard of TikTok era elopements. What exactly are these and why are they becoming so popular? TikTok seems to be a very big part of weddings going forward.
It is, because again, it can be wild and wacky. So I've had forest elopements. We've had a piper present. We've had maybe peacocks prancing around in the background. We've had Great Dane dogs, Irish wolfhounds. It is just whatever they want. They ask me sometimes to wear cloaks and capes that I'm known for. I will certainly wear whatever they request. That's one of my questions on my forms that I ask them. And I've seen many black wedding dresses, blue wedding dresses, all colours of wedding dresses. And I know Charlie SEX, her wedding dress was a short, beautiful Vivian Westwood. And that's something as well that we'll probably see more of as well coming into the future. I see a lot of tractors, older vehicles, sports cars, vintage cars, all modes of transport. They're also parked outside the front of the ceremony space. And again, the couple's love story will reflect whatever maybe their hobbies are or their business interests are. So yeah, oh, absolutely. I encourage it all.
Oh, I love that. Obviously, you know, you've got a very important job being the officiant of a wedding. How easy was it to become one and how long does it take? Because it's, I suppose it's a job that we don't hear much about.
That's a great question, Louise. We at Future Faith are Ireland's first online ministry course. So people can actually study at home. They learn all of the theory part in the comfort of their own home. They can go on at 10 o'clock at night, and it takes about 35 hours to complete the course. Now, that's excluding their practicing and excluding writing their scripts. We're interfaith based, so we cover all of the large faiths, mixed faiths, semi-faith and or no faith. So people then come to graduate here in Dundalk Town with a real life, as real to life as possible, their wedding ceremony, which is legally binding, and we ask them to write their own funeral as well, and they come here to Homestead House to deliver both their wedding and their own funeral. And our students sit in and watch our own student graduate, and there's huge learning there. So at Future Faith, we train our officiants for all of life ceremonies from the very start, the baby naming, adoption ceremonies, transgender ceremonies, legally binding wedding ceremonies, and then to the end, their own funeral, scattering of ashes we cover, memorials. This is how it is all moving along and transforming. And this is the wonderful modern day Ireland that we're living in, with so many cultures and so many mixed faiths. I've married many couples, say, from the Hindu and the Christian faith, and we bring beautiful rituals. So yeah, again, as I say, it is their wedding ceremony their way, and we at Future Faith are the modern, fresh, futuristic approach to ceremony in Ireland.
I love that. Of course, Lorraine, if anybody wants to find out more, if they want to check out some of your resources or they want to learn more, where's the best place that they can go?
futurefaith.com, no E in future, and also on all the social media platforms, Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook. You'll find us YouTube, everywhere.
Brilliant, brilliant. Lorraine, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you having a chat to us here on the Hub and I Radio. I wish you all the best with all of the future weddings that you will be attending and that you will be at the focal point for and dealing so well with. And listen, thank you so much for giving us your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you to you and all of your listeners. We really appreciate the opportunity.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.